Frank.
Yes, Mr. President.
I didn't know that you haven't quit. Why in the hell don't you tell me when you leave?
We haven't quit.
Well, you... I'm keeping everybody in the United States here to pass foreign aid bill, and you're all scattered out all over the United States. You can't pass it tomorrow. When are you going to pass it?
It looks like Friday or Monday, Mr. President.
Well, Wayne Moore said you agreed to pass it Friday. Now, why don't you get out your arms? It'll be ready for you. And everybody's looking at us, and we got enough to explain now without everybody being gone.
Well, you know, we had gotten a point on Saturday, Mr. President, where we had only a bare quorum present.
Well,
and they were scattering.
That's when you ought to have told them that they had to get out of here.
And, I'll talk with the...
Did I stay over here?
Yep. So...
You mean I can't have any Christmas time when I'm waiting on you?
No, you needn't stay here.
If I should stay, you said yes.
No. I thought you said... Did you stay here?
No, I should have.
No. Mr. President, why?
Because I won't see these bills passed. Hell, I'm responsible for this country.
You're going to get this bill passed, Mr. President.
Well, I'm not. You don't get out of it. Now, Mark said he'd be back in. He'll make a very short speech. You can pass it Friday. If you can get a call.
Well, we can try it.
Well, he can't get the
word. He's got to talk to Senator Dixon about it.
Well, he told me tonight. I talked to Mark, and he said it'd be Friday. But the Mark wouldn't let him pass it for Friday.
Well, let me call him and get in touch with him and tell him that you've called.
Well,
and what your feeling is on it.
I just think the whole world is looking at us. Our masters of ours, they're wondering whether a strong man or a weak man's leading this country. They wonder what's happening to us. They're reading all this delay. And everybody's on vacation. We had 3 goddamn weeks of Thanksgiving. It's 6 vacation we've had this year. And I don't go home and just leave it, but same time,
I think you should go, Mr. President.
Well, Mark said he'd guarantee it fast at Friday if you'd get him a quorum.
Well, now, when I spoke to Senator Mansfield earlier, he said we should be thinking in terms of Friday or Monday.
Well, Friday is the day. Go on and think of it, and if you can't do it Friday, well, let me know.
All right.
And, Let's keep in touch with each other. You check with me before you all go out this way, so we'll know at least now, so I can tell them. Don't you agree?
That
I didn't even know you were doing such.
I didn't realize that you didn't know it.
Nobody told me. They usually call the president and tell them when they're getting ready to recess or adjourn for over 3 days. And you.
Well, they're not out for more than 3 days.
Well, but you have the, for practical purposes, you are. For practical purposes,
well,
you are, Frank. Now, you keep in touch with me. You work for me a little bit, man, because I've got more than I can carry.
I'll do everything I can, Mr. President.
Now, we're going to lose that woman. You want that to be another chapter?
No, I certainly don't.
Well, will you give me a memo on it?
Yes, sir. I shall.
Do it right away. Give me a memo if you heard my name. Tell her she's in the room and never got me to travel 10,000 miles to make a speech for her.
I'll tell her that, Mr. President. And I'll call some...
Merry Christmas, Nancy. Now, you get that bill passed for my friend, and I'm in trouble, because I've only talked to Mark.
All right, Mr. President, we'll do everything we can.
I bet Mark don't want to come back from Florida. I imagine that's the reason.
Well, no, I don't think that's it. You know he is. Nobody works harder than he does.
Oh, but he can come back in 2 hours, and get back in 2 hours. If you don't get back by Monday, I guess it'd be... I just want to do what you want to do, but I don't want these people to worry about us now.
I understand. They oughtn't to worry about that. We can tell them.
Well, they don't know, but they've been reading all this intellectual stuff.
I know. But that isn't a problem.
I'm going to send you a Christmas present of my first address to the Congress. I'm going to autograph it to you. I'm sending it to you because you got good judgment about women.
And that's about all.
Well, no, I'd say that you got good judgment about Vietnam and about me and a few other things, but you got an especially good wife. So you can send it on the calendar. What's her name?
Rita.
R-I-T-A.
R-I-T-A.
Okay, I'll grab it right now. Good night.
All right, good night.
You let me know when you're going to pass this bill.
I shall, and I'll
leave before 9 o'clock in the morning. You let me know before I leave. I'm going to Bill Green's funeral. I've got the house getting up at 7 o'clock.
I noticed that.
And the sign back guys are off asleep to the front.
They were there for 48 straight hours waiting.
You ought to been there for 48 more. You ought to pass this damn bill.
Well, we're going to do everything we
can. We're
not going to have any problem. I don't know who you're talking about, Mr. President. I wasn't on any of them.
I'm talking about the Senate. The Senate said 6 vacations.
They haven't had it easy.
And the fact that the roof's down there in this room, man, they haven't had it easy, according to what he told me today. This textile worker.
Oh, I know. He and I got something in common.
Okay, good night.
All right.
Will you call me?
Yes.
All right, okay.
All right, Mr. President. Bye.